Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Merle Exit. Oh, wow. I'm here in New York City. It's 6 p.m. on my time. And I don't want to say that the weather is bad here in the tri-state area, but I had spotted Noah doing some carpentry, and the animals seem to be banging on their windows to get out, too. I'm here, and so is, of course, yes, well, that's Esther, what she's really clucking about, and we'll find out pretty soon is, well, it seems that Esther found a picture of her twin sister on an egg carton. Yes. So she found her, was sent here by way of the Twisted Oak Winery with a couple of bottles of wine, too, I guess, to celebrate. We found out her name is Eunice. Not sure, haven't taken her out yet. Outside, that is. So I'm not sure about her personality and how she'll be in photos. But in the meantime, well, today, this particular show, we're going to talk with Emma Lieberman, who she's 17 years old, and she plays on a boys' high school football team in New Jersey as a quarterback. I'm not sure if she's a star quarterback or the starter quarterback, as they say. But she recently was part of the took a part in the JPD program that was sponsored by Fins Up for Female Athletes and the New York Sharks, and this had taken place in Staten Island. And so we're going to chat with her not just about going to the JPD program this year, but I understand she went last year when we had it in at Giant Stadium. And then we'll talk about her experience of playing football on an all-boys team. In the meantime, you know, it's time for a commercial.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
And yes, you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. They're absolutely the most amazing brownies. And, well, right now we have Emma, and she's on the air. Hi, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. So, I understand you were at the JPD program last year?
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed you there. I had heard about, like, that the twins were there. You met them, I'm sure, right?
Yes, we actually, my town actually plays their town in sports.
Really?
Yes.
So, I mean, so have you ever, like, so you've actually played against their team?
Yes.
Well, that must be even more interesting, having a quarterback, a female quarterback in a boys' football team, and then playing against a team that has two. And what are they? Are they linebackers or?
I think that they were on the line.
Okay. That did they ever sack you?
I was the backup quarterback, so I'm not quite sure if they were on the field when I was on the field.
Oh, okay. So you're the backup quarterback on your team, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first I want to chat about the JPD program. Was last year, was that the first time you've been to the program?
Yes.
And how did you find out about it?
I was actually looking on the Sharks website, and I did this other event, Punt, Pass, and Kick.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of led me to the website.
Oh, cool. And so so tell me, what was your experience of it like last year when we were at Giant Stadium?
Oh, it was definitely a lot of fun, especially being able to play football with other girls. And it was cool that it was next to Giant Stadium.
So was that the first time you had an opportunity to play with girls who were interested, who were playing football?
Yes.
That must have been really great for you, huh? To realize that was this the first time you realized that girls, women, or you know, they're playing football?
Yeah, it was the first time that I realized that women were playing football too, and I'd actually gone to a game. A women's professional football game in New Jersey the year before. So
right.
That was cool.
So you haven't seen the Sharks yet, huh?
Not yet.
Oh, I guess you'll be there this season, hopefully. We'll get you there. We'll get you in there to watch a game. So what did you, as far as, let's go back to again, like last year. Did you learn anything last year? Was there anything that you got out of it other than playing with other girls?
They split us up into teams kind of like they did last year, and I was on the same team with the two other twins. So it was fun to play with them, and I got to play other positions besides quarterback too.
Wow, that must have been something else. So you were quarterbacking while the twins. That must have been some team.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Was it also the first time that you were playing flag football, or have you played flag football before?
I guess I've played flag football like in gym class in school, but that was the first time.
When you played it like in school, was it a girls' team or you played on a boys' team when you played flag?
It was gym class, so it was co-ed.
Oh, okay. So in other words, girls got to play flag football in gym.
Yes.
Oh, that's good to know that it's happening anyway. When you were there last year, did you feel like you could teach the younger girls that were there, or people around you? Were they taking some ideas from you?
I guess I would help out if they needed to, but I just kind of wanted to do the program like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And if they needed help or if they were maybe in the wrong spot, then I would help them or let them and switch positions all the time so everybody got a chance to to play each position.
Oh, that's great. I guess you must have gotten interviewed by Taya, huh?
Not last year.
Not last year. Did she interview you this year?
I don't think so.
Well, okay, so now let's talk about, like, this year. So this year it was only one day and in Staten Island. How did that make a difference to you?
Actually, it's not that far from where I lived, so I still had a lot of fun playing. Any day of playing football is fun.
Oh, that's good. In what way did it differ from last year, other than the amount of time? How is it different?
The coaches were different, so I learned different techniques or different ways of doing things from a different point of view. So that was helpful.
And was this, was this the first time that you were coached by women, by the way?
In football?
Yeah.
Yes, besides last year.
How did that feel? How did that, what was your experience of that, seeing women coaching?
I kind of take it the same way as my coaches at school, because they know football too. So I don't think there's really much difference.
So you found them just to be just as good as the guys, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. So when during this time, did you get to play? Because since it was one day, did you get to play a game that happened last year?
Yes, the second half of the day we scrimmaged, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. So you scrimmaged. So you formed the teams, and you kind of just, but you didn't do like anything for points. You just kind of went at it, right?
Well, they split us up into four teams, and we rotated and played each other, and I guess kept score, but it was more just to have fun.
Oh, good. Well, of course it's fun. And do you think, now, looking at the whole idea, what do you think about this program itself?
The camp,
The JPD.
That was a couple of weeks. I think that it's good because it gives girls a chance to play without having to necessarily join a team, but to experience playing and to see if they like it or not. Because especially it's a complicated sport and very physical, so this allows everybody to play and learn the game.
Now, did you come out with thoughts of, next year, you'll be 18 next year, right?
Yes.
So you'll be eligible to play pro football. Are you thinking of joining a team, one of the teams?
I am thinking of it, but I'm also going to college next year, so I have to worry about that first.
Oh, okay. We had one player who was going to college, and I think she came in like later into the season, as soon as the classes ended, and came in later into the season and played. So that's always a possibility that can happen, except that, of course, you have to have as long as you have practice time, though. Are you planning to go, like, out of state for college?
Yes. Still deciding where I'm going to go. I'm not quite sure yet.
What's the possibility? Would you try for a scholarship on football?
I'm not nearly good enough to do that.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Did they tell you that?
Well, especially seeing playing on my high school team, it becomes more and more difficult to keep up with the rest of the team as you get older. And even the top players on my team, not all of them are able to get football scholarships. So.
Okay. Well,
very
difficult. I guess maybe we can, because we have more programs. Sharks sponsor more programs, and maybe we can, you know, get you in shape to do this. But going back to this JPD program, we were looking at as two things. As first to get girls to see that they can participate in team sports, and even if they hadn't before, and also to make them feel better about themselves. Do you think that that this program does it?
Yes, I actually became. They split us up into teams, and you stayed with that team throughout the day. So it was definitely helped build more of a team community, I guess, if that's the word. Because you plan ideas and plan plays built with your team. So I think, and I got to know a couple of girls that were on my team and, you know, ate lunch with them and girls that I've never met before. So it definitely helped build team.
Do you think it helps build a more positive feeling about being a female and being strong?
I think so, because it's a male-dominated sport, so it shows that females could also play the same sport.
Yeah. We also use it for... the problem is there's no feeder system for pro football, meaning that, you know, it's not like that we can recruit people from college football teams. So there's no feeder system. So everybody, do you realize that every one of the players on the pro football teams actually goes when they start, they just learn how to play football, and they're not. They basically, most of them have never played football. Do you realize? Do you know that this happens?
Well, I knew that a lot of the players were actually played D1 sports in college, and that a lot of them are learning the sport or had played it growing up, but never had a chance to play on the high school team.
So when you, let's go to that. So you, when you say you played growing up, like when was the first time you had a football in your hand? How old were you?
I'm not quite sure, but I started to really like it in elementary school, and I started playing when I was in middle school on the rec team.
So were you always allowed to play? And when you played, it wasn't tackle, right?
Yeah, it was tackle. It was the team for the town.
Oh, so you did play tackle while you were in elementary school, or you mean in? Do you mean like junior high or?
Starting in seventh grade, I started playing tackle football.
Wow, and you must have so. So that's how old were you then?
11 or 12.
Okay, so that's like 5 years already, more than
yes.
5 years that you played tackle football. Have you Now, is quarterback like your favorite position, or what were you playing prior to that?
I liked playing quarterback. I also played receiver.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of quarterback, did you find that the thing that you excel the most in is in being able to throw the ball? Is that why you like playing quarterback?
I liked throwing the ball. That was part of it too.
Well, you also do it because maybe you get hit less, huh? Well, did you I'm sure you met the owner, Andrew Douglas, haven't you? The owner of the New York Sharks?
Yes, I think so.
And she used to play quarterback. She used to play backup quarterback. That was her position with the New York Sharks. She played till she was 43 years old. No, 40, yeah, 43. So don't even worry about it. You got plenty of years to play. So now let's get to, I want to get to this, you're playing on the football team now. This is your senior year, and have you played since you were freshman?
Yes, I played since I was freshman after middle school.
At this particular school?
Yes.
Okay, and which is in New Jersey, and what's the name of it again?
Tenafly High School.
Tenafly High School. And so when you started to play, you tried out for quarterback? Is that what you did?
I played kind of both receiver and quarterback.
What was the reaction of the players seeing a girl?
The players were really supportive because they knew that I was playing to play football and not to really prove a point, but just because I wanted to play. And a lot of them I had already played with in middle school, so it wasn't really an issue in high school.
Oh, so that must have been great, because if you played with them in middle school, then I guess they kind of know your... what kind of, they get a sense of what your plays. So you know, when you're throwing the ball, you already know how they are. That's isn't that a positive thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So now, and at the school, do they? Do you get any negative feedback? And I don't mean from the school, from other schools. When they play you?
Not at all. Not really. I try not to show or like have a ponytail hanging out of my helmet and just play, and because I would rather just get treated like I'm another player on the field.
But they have to, I assume. Do they have separate locker rooms just for you?
Yes, there's another locker room.
Okay, are you the only girl on the team and throughout high school, or has any other girl ever tried out?
I think there's been other girls that have been on the team before me, but not at the same time.
Oh, okay. So this is not like the first time that they've allowed it. I know there was a big, well, kind of not a controversy, but they were, when in terms of the twins, but I guess I guess they don't see, like, if you're playing quarterback, as much of a physical problem than playing like on the line. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Because if they probably don't figure you're going to be. Well, you're not. Do you ever have to tackle?
Yes, I also play on defense.
So when you play, when you attack, so you can, you've learned how to tackle so that it doesn't matter what their size is.
Yes.
That, which is good. You know, we have on the Sharks, I remember we were playing a championship game, and I was like watching the opposing team. They were really big players, and I'm looking at my own team and thinking, oh my God, I don't know how they do it. And yet the players are not necessarily big. It's interesting that as long as you know what you're doing and you're padded up, you could still do it all, male or female. So when you go to college, so you don't think even if you don't go for a scholarship for football, do you think you're going to want to play on a college football team?
I definitely want to participate in intramurals, like flag football.
Oh, and flag.
Or they sometimes have club sports or intramurals.
Uh huh.
Teams, so I'd like to participate in those.
Well, with flag, you're not really. There's no tackling. There's no the physical part. I guess. Unless I'm wrong, the physical part of flag is really being able to run, isn't it?
Yes, but I guess if that's the only football team that I could participate on, I'd rather do that.
Okay, I don't blame you. As long as you can, do you have any football players that you look up to?
Well, my favorite team is the New York Giants.
Oh, is it? Oh, so you got to meet one of the Giants at the JPD, didn't you?
Yes.
How was that for you?
It was really exciting, especially because he brought his football ring from when they won. So that was an exciting season.
That's great. So now, if you're, well, I guess you'll still be now. When do you turn 18?
Next fall.
Next fall. Oh, okay. So that you'll still be able to go to another JPD program next year, right?
Well, now I'm 17, so next fall I'll be turning 18.
We'll let you in. Don't worry about
okay.
it. I have an in. I can do it for you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you.
With the JPD program, like we have to get it gets funded, and so would you do you feel that that it's something worth doing, that you know that it should be something that's funded?
Yes, I think it gives equal opportunity for them to play football, for girls to play football, and it might allow girls that wouldn't want to play if it was co-ed to come out and play.
Mm. That's great. And, you know, this is Women's History Month, don't you? Did you know this? It's Women's History Month right now?
I think I heard that.
Oh, okay. Well, so I guess you've been part of history then, huh?
I guess.
Well, Okay. Well, Emma, I hope to see you there. Well, not next year. I hope to see you there. Come to one of the games. We have a lot of things coming up at the games to participate in. We're doing some flag and, you know, different kind of things at the game. And we will introduce you, all kinds of stuff. So any time you want to come to a game, we're very proud of you. We are. Even if you're not playing for the Sharks right now, we're still proud of you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, and keep it up. And is the season ended, by the way, at school?
Yes, it ended on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay, so again, thank you, Emma, for calling, and say hello to your mom for me, who's been assisting in back and forth on the emails.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Yes. So that was Emma Lieberman. That's pretty cool that she gets to play. Backup quarterback on, I should have probably...
Are you ready for some football?
Well, you know, you're a little late. That was Esther that pushed that button there. I told her, I know why. It wasn't Esther. I think I told Eunice to push the button. So for us to hear it, and I'm not so sure about Eunice, but what I want to do is I want to break for a song and have something funny to tell you. I'm going to play this from Hair, not only because I love it. But because, also because. No. I'm sorry. Boy. There's a brand new cast. This is made, I think, history on Broadway. This is the first time that they're changing an entire cast. Wait, we got somebody I want to talk to here. Come on. Click it on. Andra.
Hello, Merle.
Were you able to hear it? Or you missed it?
I just got your message.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just had Emma Lieberman on. To talk about, I think I covered everything. It was really interesting to hear. I didn't realize. Did you know that she had been like playing tackle football since like elementary school?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's great.
And last year when we did this, I'm surprised that the. That I didn't get to talk with her. She probably must have laid low.
She was pretty quiet.
Yeah, she was playing on the same when they broke up in teams last year. She was playing on the same team with the Twins.
Oh yeah, and the Twins weren't there this year. I was sorry to not see them.
Yeah, I don't know why, but so that was pretty cool. What's been your reaction about the JPD this year?
I thought it was great. You know, I was a little worried because we had to change venues, but we had a record-breaking crowd, and I was so pleased to have Adam Coates from the Giants and Taya there. And I was really pleased to turn out in the whole program.
That's that, yeah. I'm glad because, you know, we Emma agrees we should be funded. For next year, she thinks it's a great way. She said it's the first time she's had the opportunity, like, to play with just girls. Apparently, so and everything's been, co-ed. She Yeah, and even like when, like in school, and they had like gym classes, they would do that in co-ed. They would play football.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that she's played with all girls team.
Isn't she 17?
Yes.
So next year.
You know, I had to talk with her about this.
Yeah.
She's not sure yet because she wants to go to college.
Yeah. And what does she want to major in?
I didn't even ask her that. I was just asking her if she's going to try it for a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't feel that she could that she can do it.
Get a what kind of a scholarship?
For, you know, a football scholarship.
Well, she'd be the first. You know,
I think she should.
Of course, anything could happen.
I think
but
she
as,
should. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she should just do it anyway. She just you know, put out a whatever the papers for
a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the quarterback would just apparently she said she's also played receiver.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's an athlete, so, you know. Hey, look, why not try?
Yeah, that's what I say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. So, how are we ready for the season? Oh, boy.
Oh, I think we are. Yes, I think we are. We've got a lot of people back, and this weather has hampered us, but we're back on track. Beautiful weather next week, so all is good.
Great, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I didn't catch you before.
I know, but I'm sure it was a good show. And anyway, we'll chat at you later then.
Yeah, okay, when you get a chance, listen to it. And,
sure will, sure.
Yeah, and tell me, because I'm going to pull out stuff for the article.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, and are you back in the?
No, still in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met Noah the other day, with doing some carpentry.
Oh well, yeah. I think you better get cracking.
And a whole bunch of animals were banging on the windows to get out. So, all right, we'll see you soon.
All right, girl.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I'm going to actually, I'm going to just end the show now. And not sure what I'm doing next. I have no idea, but hopefully I will continue with things for Women's History Month. So, good day, good night, good whatever, and see you next time.